Welcome to part 12 of our Christmas special, an original musical by 1010 Thrive Ministries entitled Highly Favored. In the previous episode, Mary expresses her gratitude to Elohim by singing what will become known as the Magnificat. Elizabeth's son is born, fulfilling the angel's promise, and Zechariah's voice is restored as he proclaims praise and foretells John's role in preparing the way for the Messiah. Now, in Nazareth, Mary and Joseph are beginning their life together as husband and wife, just a few short weeks before the birth of the child who is destined to save people from their sins.
Joseph, where have you been? It seems like you've been out all morning.
Forgive me, Mary. I didn't think I would be at the marketplace this long, but I have news. Caesar Augustus has decreed a census.
A census? Whatever for?
It's probably to help the empire determine how to charge us more taxes.
And what does that mean for us?
It seems we must travel to Bethlehem. Everyone must register in their ancestral home.
Bethlehem? But that's a long journey, especially now.
I know. It troubles me too. But we have no choice. It is the law. Are you strong enough for the journey, Mary? Perhaps we could wait until after.
Joseph, son of Jacob, I am stronger than I look. We will go together. Besides, wouldn't you rather the child be born in the city of David?
You are right, Mary. As always, it is where the Messiah should be born. We will leave in the morning. I'll prepare the donkey.
He leans down and kisses her forehead.
Whatever the challenges, we will face this together, my love.
Mary takes his hand and holds it to her cheek, a peaceful expression on her face.
Our caravan winds a weary train. Whispers of thieves unsettle the night, and shadows stretch along in the fading light. On the road to Bethlehem, through rocky trails and barren sand, the wind cuts sharp, the nights grow cold, but hope sustains us in this holy land. The highways teem with a restless tide. From distant lands many reside. But those to David's city drawn speak of Messiah, hope's new dawn. On the road to Bethlehem, through rocky trails and barren sand, the wind cuts sharp, the nights grow cold, but hope sustains us in this holy land. Stars above, a map in the sky, a promise whispered on the wind sigh. Though danger lingers and doubt remains, we trust the God of miracles, our hope sustained. On the road to Bethlehem, through rocky trails and barren sand, with hearts laid bare.
Good day to you, gentle people. My name is Ephron. I am a traveller seeking rest and news. Might I trouble you for a word?
Peace to you, traveller. What brings you to Nazareth on such a busy day?
I've heard the roads are crowded with families heading to their ancestral towns. You must know many who've left. Surely you've sent off kin yourselves.
Yes, our daughter and her husband have gone to Bethlehem for the census.
Bethlehem? Ah, the city of David. a fitting place for those of noble heritage. What is your family's connection to such a storied town?
My wife's lineage traces back to David. It is a distant tie, but enough to require the journey.
How noble indeed. And your daughter, she must be quite special. Is she with child, perhaps? I've heard whispers of great things in this land, children foretold to lead Israel.
Many women are with child. What is your true purpose here?
Aha, forgive me. I am but a curious man, hearing tales of prophecy in these troubled times. Some speak of a Messiah, a king who will deliver us. Perhaps you've heard such stories.
Stories like these have long stirred our people, but they bring more trouble than hope. If you seek rebellion or rumours of kings, you've come to the wrong house.
Of course, it's merely talk I've heard on my travels. No harm intended. Your daughter, though, when might she return from Bethlehem?
The census may take weeks, perhaps longer. Bethlehem is far from here.
Indeed it is. Thank you for indulging me. Shalom.
Did you notice the soldiers lingering in the marketplace?
I did. And more than that, I noticed the man with them.
Do you know who he is? He looks a bit familiar, but he's not from Nazareth.
I cannot say for certain, but he looks a lot like the man who was in the crowd when we travelled to the wedding of Elizabeth and Zechariah.
If it is him, he still searches for the Messiah many years later.
One of Herod's spies, no doubt.
The city sleeps. The hour is late. My love grows weary, heavy with weight. We knock on doors, plead and implore. Have you a room, just one room more? No room at the inn, no bed to spare. A cold night's wind, a mother's despair. Innkeeper's eyes filled with regret. No room for you, not yet, not yet. Shadows gather in the fading light. Through narrow streets we search the night. Each weary labored step exacts its toll on aching body, on yearning soul. No room at the inn, no bed to spare. A cold night's wind, a mother's despair. Innkeeper's eyes filled with regret. No room for you, not yet, not yet. From bustling streets to a quiet space, a cavern shelter, a hidden grace, where lowly beasts retreat for the night. Heaven draws near in humble light. The animals stir, their breath a soft sigh, as stars shine bright in the velvet sky. And in this space, so meek and mild, could this be the birthplace of a holy child? No room at the inn, no bed to spare, bed to spare. A cold night's wind, a cold night's wind. Mother's despair, a mother's despair. Innkeeper's eyes, innkeeper's eyes. Regret, filled with regret. No room for you, no room. Not yet, not yet. No room at the inn, but
heaven's embrace fills this humble space with grace, and in the manger soft and dry, heaven's gift draws near tonight.
I wish this place were more comfortable.
It's enough. We have shelter and we have each other. And soon, we will have our child.
You're right, Mary. It will be a night to remember.
It will be soon, Joseph. I can feel it.
Was Isaiah's prophecy from 700 years earlier about to be fulfilled? To be continued.